Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Muhi Khwaja with American Muslim Community Foundation. And today on Muslim Philanthropy Podcast, we have Lujain Al-Khawi. She's been nominated by American Muslim Health Professionals and as an Outstanding Young Professional nominee. Congratulations, Lujain.
Thank you so much.
So tell everybody about yourself, you know, how long you've been at AMHP, and kind of how you got there.
Sure. So I've been with American Muslim Health Professionals, otherwise known as AMHP, since February 2019. So I'm coming close to my 2-year mark. And I started when the advocacy program was just kind of increasing its staff members and increasing engagement with other opportunities. And yes, AMHP has worked in many advocacy projects, but it was when it was becoming an established program, and I'm glad how far we've come.
Yeah, it's really exciting to kind of see the growth, and you know, every sector needs to have points of engagement with different levels of government. So talk about some of the work that AMHP has done through their advocacy program.
Yes, so one of the biggest projects that we work on is the Affordable Care Act. And we did a lot of lobbying and a lot of advocacy outreach. So every year we host a National Muslim Day of Advocacy. And we encourage Muslim youth, especially, to go to the US Capitol and to meet with their respective Senate or representatives from the federal level and engage with them to discuss important legislation or discuss important advocacy issues.
And, you know, how has AMHP kind of grown through the years? You know, tell people a little bit more about the organization outside of the advocacy program as well.
AMHP has definitely grown in its Muslim community really knows it for mental health. I think anybody who has participated in an AMHP event, there was usually a mention of mental health aid training, which we do every month prior to COVID. And we have a lot of mental health experts on the board and also within the membership. So outside of advocacy, we really worked on mental health trainings or awareness. And I know that some of our board members actually have successfully published a paper, at least of one that I know of, and it was on research for mental health.
Nice. Definitely needed in the community. And one of the things that I've seen AMHP do is a little bit on all the free health clinics in the community that are run and Muslim operated. So it's really fascinating to see that AMHP has kind of collected that as a resource to showcase how many Muslim physicians and doctors and nurses and health professionals are giving back to the community through these health clinics across the country.
Yes, I totally agree. And one thing I would like to add is for many of these Muslim-run health clinics, the patients are not exclusively Muslim. They are right. Open to anybody, regardless of religion, ethnicity, all of categories. And one most important one is they do not discriminate against those who have medical insurance and those who don't. So that is, I think, a big favor to the community and overall nation for that case, since it is a nationwide project.
Yeah, definitely. I think I would easily say a majority of those served are from other faith backgrounds. And it's really fascinating to see the amount of patients that they have and see. And so it's really great to see AMHP showcasing all of that work. So in terms of, you know, this year has been stressful in so many ways with COVID-19 and social justice movements, Black Lives Matter. When it comes to this advocacy work, How do those things kind of affect it as well?
One ways that COVID affected our organization priorities was mental health during quarantine and lower social gatherings. So we discussed ways to cope with mental health issues that have been spiking during these odd times. And one thing that we really emphasized was safety over social gatherings. So we were one of the first Muslim organizations, and we partnered with many other big, large Muslim organizations right away at the onset of the pandemic, discouraging gatherings in the mosque, especially when it came to Ramadan, because
Right.
Ramadan was during COVID this year, and it was difficult to discuss with some mosques to close their services. And I know that we don't want to close mosques, but we really had to emphasize safety. So we sent out a letter, and we really made sure that we were emphasizing the Muslim American health above all.
Yeah, I know AMHP was one of the core leaders in the National Muslim COVID-19 Task Force, which dealt a lot with these issues. So in terms of some of the specific work that you do, developing content for discussion, for legislation, for different events, and releasing newsletters and activities and points of engagement. So how have you helped AMHP's advocacy work grow over these 2 years that you've been there?
Yes, so one of the great examples and most recent ones is our establishment of the National Muslim COVID-19 Task Force. I'm really glad that you brought it up because we have one committee that is focused on policy, and we for short call it the Policy Committee. So my boss, Dr. Sana Sayed, who's a neurologist by training and now really an active public health advocate, we really spearheaded the policy committee. So we would basically create the outline for every single meeting. We would create the outline for the letters to Congress that we would be writing, basically organizing the entire agenda of the policy committee. And what was great is that we were able to work with a plethora of organizations, not just public health organizations. We worked with civil rights organizations. We worked with those who advocated for increased food stamp benefits and increased housing, just like Islamic Relief and CARE, and many of these large organizations that work in their specialized field. So we corresponded with them and worked together with them on issues related to increasing COVID-19 testing, increasing PPE supply, which are the protective wear for nurses and doctors, especially during this pandemic. We also advocated for increased food stamps, as I mentioned before, increased housing, and many of these public health issues that might not necessarily be about health. They're not exactly related to the emergency room or the hospital or clinic, but they are still a public health issue. So our focus was public health for the Policy Committee of the National Muslim COVID-19 Task Force.
Yeah, and what was really fascinating is, you would draft these letters, you'd have dozens of nonprofit organizations sign on to these letters, and then who exactly would you be sending these letters to?
We would send many of these letters to either the US Senate or the US House of Representatives, depending which trajectory the proposed legislation is going to. And not only did we vouch for existing legislation that was like on the House floor or the Senate floor, but we actually proposed new legislation. So one of the
Wow.
letters that we were working on was actually increasing protections for foreign physicians. So physicians who might not have a US citizenship, they might have a citizenship from India or Yemen or Nigeria, whatever country it may be. So they're not classified as American citizens, but they cure American patients. And it's really unfortunate that they do not have the same benefits that American US citizen physicians do. So we asked in our proposal legislation to provide them with disability benefits in case they contract COVID-19 and are no longer to perform their job, because the current solution is just to deport them back home along with their families who are dependent on them in case they have work visa. So we
Wow.
really wanted to make sure that these foreign trained physicians and non-US citizen physicians were taken care of. And we did a lot of work that I think isn't really thought about in mainstream American society during COVID times. So, we vouch for increased testing and PPE supplies, which everybody's talking about, but you never talk about foreign physician rights in the media.
Yeah, I think that's really remarkable. And all of this during COVID-19, a very stressful time. You're increasing your work at AMHP. And from this, I'm sure AMHP then saw a growth in support. Part of the application was talking about how the advocacy work translated into thousands of dollars coming in to support AMHP. So it's really remarkable to see all the work that you're doing and how it then further impacts the organization to continue its mission and moving forward.
Yes, it was great to be able to reach out to new members. So we do have an existing membership of those who are in the health world, but because we were talking about issues that were affecting everybody, we really increased our membership and we were able to get support from them. If it weren't for COVID, our COVID activities, we probably would never have had the opportunity to engage with them in the first place.
Yeah, that's really great. What else would you like to share with our listeners about yourself, about AMHP, about kind of why you're so dedicated to this cause?
So one thing that I really appreciate about AMHP is that they encourage young activism, and that is very important in an organization. So I really believe in the definition of mentorship. I think it's such a great part of society that a lot of people are not benefiting from. So I benefited from mentorship from my boss, Sana Sayed, who actually
Nice.
nominated me. And I would encourage every organization to develop a system of mentorship. So when you hire somebody
Agreed.
who's young, you just mentor them, and in the beginning, don't look at them as just another employee, but look at them as a mentor. And I think that for any success of any organization, there needs to be a structure for mentorship.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's such great value in that. So it's been really wonderful chatting with you. And again, congratulations on the nomination. We're looking forward to hosting you, AMHP, your friends and family at our annual symposium on Saturday, November 14th, where we'll share the winners of the awards. And thank you again so much.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and I look forward to the event.
Thank you.